This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Tuesday, January 1st. Well, trading down for the New Year's holiday, but from the floor of the CME in Chicago with Friday's report. Here's Virginia McGathy.
Now, wheat was up, and it's been in a little bit of oversold conditions, and that really brought in some buyers to give it somewhat of a rebound. It didn't really spring back all that much, but a few cents and keeping it well above that $5 benchmark that we had looked at for a while, but certainly well off the high of 538 of that March contract. That being said, that it looks like we are really trying to push this market higher despite the fact that we have been having trouble being competitive around the world. Now, since our prices dropped a little bit lower, I think that makes it a little bit easier right now. But there hasn't been much going on. The markets are very thin, really light trading, and are getting pushed around back and forth an awful lot.
Chicago March wheat prices closed Friday up one at 5.11 and a quarter. March corn was up one at 3.75. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for December ended the day unchanged, ranging from 6.15 to 6.30. Hardbread winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for December were up one, ranging from 6.41 to 6.56. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for December were down 1.75, ranging from 6.45.5 to 6.55.5. Live cattle for December were up $1.15 at 124.20. January feeder cattle were up 7.5 cents at 149.25. And December class 3 milk was down 2 cents at 13.82. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.